USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the fog of war makes it difficult with absolute certainty all the events taking place in Ukraine, video footage over the past few weeks have shown war crimes being committed by Russian forces. Now the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is reporting 10 people were killed by Russian fire Wednesday as they waited in line for bread in the northern Ukrainian city of Cherniv. Russia says it has ordered the $117 million interest payment it owes Wednesday to be sent to investors. But there's still a problem. The funds the country used to make the debt payments came from Russia's foreign frozen assets. So it remains unclear whether investors will actually receive their money. Missouri health officials are reporting the sixth case of bird flu found in the state this spring is the first case in St. Louis County. Authorities say a presumptive positive case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was discovered in a wild bird. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Here's more on Wednesday's speech by President Zelensky to both houses of Congress.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a historic virtual address to Congress pleading with the United States to help stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine and directly, in English, called out President Joe Biden.
You are the leader of the nation, of your nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Zelensky also touched the hearts of Congress and Americans who watched on television by playing a 3-minute video of the violence and bloodshed in Ukraine with a message to close the skies over Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
New Jersey officials will commission studies on the environmental impact of offshore wind energy projects. The research is designed to address concerns raised by opponents. The studies will research baseline data needed for assessments of ecological changes resulting from wind farm construction and operations. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, but I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Ukraine has accused Russian forces of bombing a theater where civilians were sheltering in the besieged city of Mariupol. With markings in Russian on the ground indicating children were inside, Russian forces destroyed the building with missiles. Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov told the BBC that between 1,000 and 1,200 people had sought refuge in the building. Reports this morning are indicating a large number of people are being pulled out of the rubble as the basement where people were gathered withstood the bombing. As fuel prices in America are emptying wallets, the Biden administration is putting blame on the fossil fuel industry.
The president tweeted on Wednesday that oil prices are decreasing, so gas prices should decrease as well. He noted the last time gas was $96 a barrel, gas was $3.62 per gallon. However, the average gas price held at $4.31 on March 16th. Gas prices have been rising since the start of the year. However, Russia's attack on Ukraine has caused the cost to further skyrocket. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted supply and demand will regulate prices in a free enterprise society, and President Biden's self-proclaimed war on the oil industry can be considered a contributing factor. St. Patrick's Day observes the death of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. The holiday has evolved into a celebration of Irish culture with parades, special foods, music, dancing, and a whole lot of green. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.